Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so Chip Towers joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline from the AJC, beat writer for the Georgia Bulldogs. And yesterday was a big day in the SEC, Chip. We got the announcement that the schedule is going to be what it's going to be, the 10-game conference-only schedule. What did you make? What was your reaction when you found out that that's what the SEC is going to do?
Well, I was surprised. I mean, you know, most of the information I'd been receiving up to that point from people who supposedly were in the know, I have no reason to believe they weren't, you know, we're pretty adamant about this is going to end up being a plus one or plus two type model. So I was a little bit surprised about it. You know, in retrospect, based on, you know, interviews with Greg McGarrity and the other people we talked to, this was the recommendation put forward by the SEC ADs to the presidents on Wednesday, and then the presidents voted on it on Thursday. So it, you know, there's a lot of speculation about, you know, what, if anything, the ACC's decision had in all this. And, you know, based on what they're saying and the timeline as it's been presented, you know, then you have to believe that this was their plan all along, 10 conference games. But, you know, I don't know who knew what, when. All these ADs talked to each other. Greg McGarrity talked about, you know, he talked to Carla Green-Williams just as soon as he got off the SEC AD's call on Wednesday. So they all know what everybody else is doing. So I find it hard to believe that this decision was made in the vacuum, because all we ever hear about from coaches and administrators is how playing in the SEC is so tough. So I don't think they would have just readily taken on 10 conference games if they didn't think that's just, you know, the only thing they could do to make this thing work. But that's what they're doing. Georgia's got to add. They're going to play the 8 they already had on their schedule. They're going to add 2 more. Speculation is that's going to be their 2 crossover rivals that were due next in the continuing rotation, which would be Arkansas and Mississippi State. So, you know, for what it's worth, it wouldn't be all that bad for them. But we'll have to see. They're going to make that decision at a later date. And probably today they're already probably negotiating over, you know, who your cross-division added opponents are going to be. And that's no small deal either, you know. I mean,
right.
based on how it is, Florida would get screwed in that scenario.
Right.
But we'll have to wait.
Chip, I mean, outside the SEC, let's go, you know, college football as a whole. Why is this happening? Me and Andy talked about this earlier, why it's happening, because of lack of leadership at the head of the NCAA. In your opinion, what do you think the reason is? Because why can't these 5 conferences get in a room together and just come into one common goal?
Well, you hit the nail absolutely on the head, Randy. I mean, you're as usual. I mean, the problem is you don't have an NCAA head of football. You know, these guys work in a vacuum. Now, that's been good for the sport in terms of the money it's brought in for independent network deals and everything else. But I'd say, I mean, I asked Greg McGarrity after all this stuff was over. You know, I had a text exchange with him about why can't you guys work in tandem? You know, because it seems like you would have, it would be in your best interest for the Power Five at least to all do the same thing and perhaps preserve some of these rivals. Because look, all the argument about regionality and stuff is out the window because, you know, Georgia's, you know, got to go however many hundreds of miles to play Missouri. Tech has to go, you know, play what, Syracuse and right. And Virginia up there. It's ridiculous when you start talking about that. But, you know, the realities is the COVID pandemic. And I get that. And 10 games is easier to manage intra-conference than it is with any other outside element because all these schools have the same protocols and, you know, you feel like it's going to be overall fair and balanced. But you're right, Randy. That's the problem is there's not a NCAA football czar, while there is for every other sport.
Chip Towers joining us from the AJC, talking about the decision that the SEC made yesterday to go 10 conference games only. And the ACC earlier in the week, you probably know, is doing 10 conference games with one possible out-of-conference game in-state. That would have meant that Georgia could play Georgia Tech. They're not going to play this year, it sounds like. What is the reaction from some of the folks that you're talking to at Georgia that that game's not going to happen?
Well, you know, let me be, I mean, within these organizations and institutions, nobody's putting on a show when they say they wanted to play Tech, they want to keep that going on. You know, regardless of what people say, especially, you know, modern day and younger people right now, so why do we even bother to play Tech? You know, they're not competitive, you know, and they might not be as competitive right at this moment in time, but you're talking about generations and generations of people, right. Mm-hmm. Just like Auburn and Alabama, it's not theoretically different. They've been playing each other since 1893 with right, a few right. exceptions, you know, like war and famine and disease, you know, and controversy. But pretty much, you know, they wanted to play. Both sides wanted to play. So Georgia just got outvoted on that. I mean, they're one of four teams in the league that have ACC rivalries, South Carolina being the other, Kentucky, Louisville, and Florida State. All of them wanted to preserve those rivalries, and, you know, that's why I thought we would see a 9+1 or an 8+1 or an 8+2 made a lot of sense to me. Georgia could have kept Virginia and Georgia Tech on its schedule. The general thinking is you got to get to 10, you know, to make it fair nationwide and keep a college football championship or a playoff in the mix. You needed at least 10 games. So, you know, I get it, you know, but listen, man, it's going to be real interesting seeing, you know, who Georgia draws on the other side and everybody else. That's the big mystery to me right now, the big intrigue about this entire situation.
And Chip, as you said, they're losing two ACC games in Virginia and in Georgia Tech. Well, the Virginia game was going to be a neutral site game. So is there any inkling to the fact that Georgia might add a home game or maybe or it could become a road game?
Well, you know, that's what I asked. I asked McGarrity yesterday if Georgia could go rogue, right, on some of these things. I mean, can you on one of these off weeks just play Tech just because y'all want to? Right. You know, what's to stop you that? And he said, no, all this stuff is mandated. So they can't do anything extra. What's probably going to happen, and nobody wants to say anything right now, but, I mean, you know, the real losers in all this are the group of five teams like Louisiana right. Monroe and yep. and East Tennessee State that Georgia was playing. I mean, this is money, I mean, right out of their pocket. But I believe that the SEC is probably going to mandate that their teams go ahead and honor their contracts that they had with all those teams and go ahead and pay them. There's enough money to go around for that. $2.3 million, I think Georgia's on the hook for those two teams. You know, send them their money and then try to reschedule them later. If you can, so be it. But they're the ones that really hurt out of this. And I think, you know, here's the other thing, guys, and I don't want to, you know, I've tried to stay optimistic through this whole thing, and I believe in sports. Obviously, it's my vocation, and I want to see it happen. But, you know, it still could not happen. Look what's going on in baseball right now. Yeah. And they're still – so they've got a plan for going forward. It doesn't mean that they are going forward. They got to see how the rest of the Major League Baseball works. And How does the NBA go? The NFL right now is, you know, kind of on shaky ground. So I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% convinced that we're going to play ball. They have built in plenty of time to still pull the plug on everything. But what this does say is they are going to do everything in their power to make it happen and give, yes, there's the pandemic, but the bottom line, they're trying to give television inventory that they can sell. And I'm sure ESPN's not really happy about 10. They're losing two games. That's, you know, they sell ads for that stuff. They're probably disappointed about that. But right now, that's what has to happen for football to happen, if it's going to happen.
A kind of football-related question. I know it's all schedule and COVID right now, but does starting in late September give potentially Georgia, with all the changes they've made, new quarterback and all that, does that give them a little more time to get ready maybe, and maybe a little bit of an advantage?
You know, a great question, and I actually think, and a great point here, I think this helps Georgia immensely as they put in a new offense. Because, look, everybody's here. I mean, Georgia, everybody's been on campus since June 8th. Now you've got coaches involved. Now you've got a football involved. And they're still debating on when actually, you know, air quotes, preseason camp can start. But, you know, there's some talk out there that they're just going to keep doing what they're doing. So you're talking about possibly 7 weeks of preseason preparation as opposed to the four. You normally get 29 practices in 31 days or something. You know, this is way better spread out. And when you got a new quarterback and a new offensive coordinator, that's just more time that they can sit together and work on things. I think if you ever get football on the field, I think it should be fairly well played out of the gate because of all of the preparation time they've got.
You're the first person that said that, and I hope you're right. The common consensus has been football's going to be raggedy when it comes back. I hope you're right, Chip. I hope it does look good. Thanks so much for the time today.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks, Chip.
Chip Tassar. Yeah, we got to run, unfortunately. Chip Towers there from the AJC. Always great. A lot of good info.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.